the people that we read about, the people that we admire, the Elon Musks, the Steve Jobs, the Warren Buffetts, etc., all have one thing in common. They have extremely high self-esteem. The high-performance people, the one thing that they all have in common is they're hungry. Hungry for a better life. Hungry for change. Hungry for the tough love their parents didn't give them. 87% of everybody that walks the face of the earth, 7.65 billion people, are unhappy. I didn't know till I got grown up and was an adult that everybody didn't have self-esteem. I didn't realize that everybody didn't have self-confidence. I didn't realize that everybody didn't have self-worth. Growth only comes through pain. No pain, no gain. It's the same in life. Tough love gets the job done. It's bloody hard to be a high-performance person. Being a high-performance person is a full-time job. I'm like this 24/7, 365, and I've been like this for the better part of 50 years. I'm always like this. I'm always pushing the edge of the envelope. Most people procrastinate because they're unsure, so just do it. But I've never had a problem just doing it. Because one of the things is you learn as a young combat infantry officer is time costs lives. We overanalyze because we're unsure. We don't overanalyze because we are not sure if it'll work or not. We're more worried about, on the emotional side, it embarrassing us.
But being liked doesn't get you a raise when you're working for whoever you're working for. Efficiency, accountability.
If you want 1 million, you'll make 1 million, not 1.5 million. If you want 10 million, 100 million, and you'll never exceed that.
You will never exceed your highest expectation. You will never exceed your highest, craziest thought. Never. That's a guarantee.
Ted Turner just gave his 75th anniversary party on CNN a few months ago. And he makes a couple of comments, and he says, number one, and I'm not suggesting this for everybody. It's how I live, though. First 10 years of my starting CNN, I slept on my couch. I didn't have an apartment. Bill Gates slept in the office. Steve Jobs slept in the office. And I can go down a whole list. Now, these are super successful, mega wealthy guys. I slept in my office. Not everybody's willing to make that sacrifice. But it's not the only thing. But even if you don't sleep in your office, if you want to send your kids to a better school, if you want to be able to take care of your mother when she gets dementia, if you want to, this all takes money. My children aren't getting any of my money when I die. Not one centavo, not one penny. And two of my kids are cool with it. One of them's not so cool with it. I'm not gonna, I think Andrew Carnegie, by the way, Andrew Carnegie, arguably the richest, most successful entrepreneur of all time. He said the best thing that you can have for a child is him to be born into poverty. And I agree.
Of course, you've heard me say this before, self-esteem is built the first 7 or 8 years of life. And unfortunately, we're with our parents the first 7 or 8 years of life. We don't have too much high self-esteem. But to build high self-esteem, and the way you build high self-esteem, if you're 25, 35, or 45, is to be around, surround yourself with other people that have high self-esteem. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. And so you can reverse your childhood by who you associate with. You're 22 years old, you're 32, you're 41 years old, and there's a guy or a gal who's 45 years old who is where you want to be. They've accomplished a lot of things. If you're into, they're saving the world, they're using their money for good causes, go associate with those people, be around those people. And they're easy to find, but they're not gonna knock on your door. They're not gonna come to your apartment or your flat and ask you, oh, can I help you?
Your parents probably told you, you can be anything you want, but you can't. That's horseshit. You can't. If it's all juxtaposed, but what you tell them is that you can do anything you want that you have passion for, because that eliminates most of the crap, because most people don't follow their dream. You know, like they say in The Sound of Music, you can't have a dream come true unless you have a dream. Now, I still dream. I dream in Technicolor. I say my affirmations and goals every single night. And that's why affirmations work so effectively. Because your subconscious doesn't know you're full of shit. And when you tell your subconscious a million times, and then every success you have is a self-fulfilling prophecy. World-class athletes, you know, 20 years, they see themselves standing on the podium getting a gold medal at the Olympics. They were able to do that. But you'll never exceed your most audacious goal. If you say, I've got mentees, I'm going to go to the Olympics. They went, they didn't get a medal. I've got mentees that I'm going to go to the Olympics and I'm going to medal. What the fuck's that mean? They get a bronze. Before I had any money, I used to go to the Rolls Royce dealers and sit in the cars and smell the leather, touch the leather, okay? I went to million-dollar houses, and my wife and I would walk through the house, and they'd say, when are your parents getting here, kids? No, we are the buyers. Practice within when you're without. Practice being successful. How many people listening to this today practice being successful today? Through affirmations. Through going to the Rolls Royce dealer, maybe Lamborghini, maybe something else. Right. In my particular case, it was Rolls Royce. And within a year of me going to the Rolls Royce dealer, I had a Rolls, okay? Within 19 months of me dreaming and adding it to my goals, a castle on an island, I owned Guthrie Castle. 19 months.
Okay.
Go to stores you can't afford. Go hire lawyers you can't afford. Lawyers will meet with anybody. Accountants will meet with anybody. Go to the big four accountants with a business idea. The first couple of meetings are for free. Jettison probably a lot of the people you'll hang around with. If you have poor public speaking skills, join Toastmasters. Do these. If you went to a good school and you're not successful, go to the alumni deals. Okay? I didn't go to a good school. I'm a perfect living example that a lot of trouble as a kid, working class background, my parents, went to just a mediocre university that I flunked out of three times before I finally graduated with honors, but and had no money to begin with, $820. So it's all possible.